What's your first impression?
Oh, it's wonderful. I came down for an interview back in July. We came in on a Sunday, and the interview was on Wednesday. By Sunday afternoon, I decided if I didn't get the job, we were going to stay and not go home anyway.
I heard that one of the factors in deciding on you for this job was your enthusiasm for the mission of community college. Can you articulate the mission, first of all, and why that fires your rockets?
Fires my rockets. Well, absolutely fires my rockets. Let me first tell you that I'm a community college graduate. I went to Adirondack Community College in upstate New York, and actually it changed my life overnight. Got me very interested in continuing my education. It changes lives. You see it right here in this community. You walk over to the Cape Fear campus and you see people in there learning skills to make a good living and to support their families right here in this community. So it's a great solution to many problems in life. It's a stepping stone.
So you're saying it's a practical solution, but you also see it as an entryway into other kinds of higher education.
Absolutely. And what a wonderful place to be because of the four-year opportunities, you know, in the community, particularly with UNCW.
Can you talk more about the role of community colleges as an economic driver or as a source of economic growth in a community?
Sure. We have 31,000 students. That's a tremendous number of students. And of course, we're preparing people to go to work. And if this community didn't have that solution, without students in the pipeline, you know, the community obviously would suffer. So the economic impact is tremendous there.
What are some of the most pressing items on the agenda for you as the new president of CFCC?
Well, as a new president, I think the most pressing agenda is to find out as much as I can, as quickly as I can, about the college and what we do and the services that we're providing and get to know the community and certainly the players in the community. That's on the agenda. Another part of my role, obviously, is helping the college do more with developing programs to meet the needs of business and industry, certainly economic development. There are a lot of things that we're doing here that we need to share. We need to become a role model. We need to be sharing our best practices across this whole country.
So those are some of the first priorities. What about a wish list, things that aren't pressing but that you would really love to see happen?
Great question. One of the things I guess I would say is I would hope, and I think this is doable, that Cape Fear will become nationally recognized as a hub of community college education. And I really think we're poised for greatness. We truly are. I think that community colleges are really the solution to the future. And I think our federal government is looking to community colleges in the very same way. But I say 5 years, 10 years down the road, I think people all over the United States will be looking to Cape Fear as a leader.
Well, Dr. Spring, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate being here. Thank you.